5 AI releases and a poisoned well. Google's Gemini 3.8 Flash and its companion model, Gemini 3.8 Flash Cyber, were the highest scoring stories on the day's Hacker News feed, more than 1,000 points and nearly 600 comments. Flash was already positioned as Google's efficiency-optimized frontier model. The 3.8 generation reportedly shows meaningful gains in reasoning and coding benchmarks. Flash Cyber, however, is genuinely novel. A model specifically optimized for cybersecurity workflows, including vulnerability analysis, threat modeling, code audit, and exploit research. The security research community has been experimenting with general-purpose language models for these tasks for roughly 2 years, with the consensus that generic models are useful but insufficiently reliable for production security pipelines. A domain-specific model calibrated for security data represents a different proposition and a predictably bifurcated reaction. Defenders see a force multiplier for chronically understaffed security teams. Critics note that specialization enhances offensive capability as readily as defensive, and that Google's argument sophisticated threat actors can already fine-tune models on security data, so withholding the tool imposes asymmetric costs on defenders, deserves scrutiny alongside acceptance. Meta's Muse Spark 1.3, the week's second major release, targets creative and multimodal workflows. The 1.3 update brings what Meta describes as improved compositional understanding, in practical terms, better adherence to complex multi-part image prompts. Creative professionals responding to the announcement described the improvement as addressing a genuine frustration with prior versions, where detailed scene descriptions would yield outputs that captured mood while ignoring several specific elements. Alongside the capability discussion, a significant thread examined Meta's licensing terms, which reportedly allow the company to use model outputs for its own training pipelines under certain conditions. That conversation connects directly to a third story, Mistral's publication of a help article clarifying that users can opt out of having their inputs and outputs used for model training. The Hacker News community received this as a meaningful transparency gesture, one that also functions as competitive positioning toward enterprise customers handling sensitive data, particularly those operating under European GDPR obligations, for whom data sovereignty is a concrete compliance requirement rather than an abstract preference. The sovereign deployment angle is central to the fourth major release, Quasar 438B from Multiverse Computing, positioned as Europe's leading AI model. The parameter count places it in the same ballpark as larger frontier models. The emphasis in the announcement falls on European data residency, EU AI Act compliance, and deployment in sovereign cloud environments. The Hacker News thread greeted the Europe's leading claim with appropriate skepticism, requesting head-to-head performance comparisons against GPT-4 class models and Mistral Large. The more defensible claim is the sovereign deployment niche. European governments and major enterprises have grown increasingly uncomfortable with critical AI infrastructure running exclusively on American cloud providers. Concerns rooted not in hostility but in subpoena risk, extraterritorial jurisdiction, and strategic dependency. A credible European frontier model addresses all three simultaneously. Philo Labs Fable 5.1 rounds out the week's releases, targeting world modeling for interactive environments, physically plausible simulation with persistent object state tracking, relevant to game development and robotics research. The AI story deserving the most attention, however, may be the one with the most modest score. A researcher identified as Jakob Greenfeld documented how three websites produced more than 215,000 fabricated best software pages, spam content engineered to appear as authoritative software rankings, and found that AI systems, including Perplexity, had been. Technical discussion in the comments focused on whether the architecture addresses the state consistency degradation over long interaction horizons that has plagued previous world models, citing them as credible sources. The mechanism exploits the retrieval heuristics of RAG-based citation architectures, which evaluate freshness, relevance, and structural signals of authority. A network of 215,000 internally linked pages on software topics, structured to resemble legitimate reviews, passes many of those heuristics without being credible. The harm vector is particularly corrosive because AI citation carries an implicit warranty of validation that search results do not. Users tend to extend more trust to AI-sourced citations than to a list of links they must evaluate themselves. Solving it would require either human editorial review at a scale that does not exist, or adversarial detection sophisticated enough to distinguish content generated for manipulation from content generated for information.